Kyla Ross does not live the life of an average American teenager. She spends 30 to 35 hours a week at this gym in a town just south of Los Angeles and only goes to school part-time.
Of course, it's always hard to fit in homework. I mean, especially this year, I had to cut back on a lot of school.
Kyla has to cut back on a lot of school because she is training for the Olympics.
It sort of feels unreal. I mean, I've been working for the Olympics all my life, and it's something that I've been training for, so to be able to say that is such like a dream come true.
Kyla says while many advanced level gymnasts pursue their academic studies through online classes, she continues going to school so she can graduate in 4 years. Her father, Jason Ross, says Kyla has come a long way since he and his wife first enrolled her in gymnastics class to help Kyla burn off excess energy. He says getting to where she is today while juggling school has not been easy.
You have to be a very disciplined person. I mean, from practice to going straight to do your homework, you know, you might want to rest, or discipline in the fact that, oh, you want to hang out with friends and people going out, but you have to stay home and finish your homework or get rest because you have a competition. So it definitely takes a lot of discipline.
It also takes discipline of a different kind to handle the pressure of competing at the Olympic Games, says Kyla Ross's coach, Jenny Liang.
I feel her biggest challenge at the Olympic Games is her own mind. Her mind has to be even stronger. She has to think, I've practiced this 1,000 times. It's just changing the venue. If you think too much, you cannot do anything.
Liang and her husband, Howie Liang, have coached Kyla as a team for the last 7 years. They met in China as gymnasts for the Chinese national team, then later moved to the United States and opened Gym Max Academy of Gymnastics in California. They say working together as a coaching team works well in training athletes such as Kyla.
Between the two of us, look at him. He's very gentlemanlike. He's like a grandfather.
That's how you coordinate. The Chinese say you have to have two sides. She is sometimes stricter, then I'm nicer.
They don't really yell at me too much, so that's something that I'm kind of lucky about.
The Olympics was only a faraway dream 4 years ago when Kyla's coaches took her to the U.S. Olympic Training Center and took this photo in front of a drawing of London. 4 years later, she will see the London Olympics in person as the youngest member of the U.S. women's gymnastics team. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Costa Mesa.